So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Bein HaMudr HaNa Mechaveiro LeMudr HaMena Meichel. There are no differences between a mudr who is prohibited to benefit from his friend and a mudr who is only prohibited to eat from his friend. They are both prohibited in all benefits, because as the Gemara explains, Bo'imr HaNa HaMavi LeDei Machol Cholai. The Mishnah refers to a case in which the mudr Meichel prohibited all benefits that cause benefits of food. Therefore, they are both prohibited in utensils that are used to prepare food because it's hanah hamavil de achila. However, there are differences regarding drisas haregel, the kelim shein oisim mehem oichel nefesh, walking through the friend's property and using the friend's utensils that are not used for food preparations. The mudr hanah is asr because yesh bem hanah, these are benefits. However, a mudr meichel is mutr because eino mevil de achila, these benefits do not affect food. As per the Gemara, the Ran summarizes that there are three levels of mudr meichel. Noidr mi meichel. The noidr states mi meichel only from food. In the asa ela bechil bavad, he's only prohibited to eat his food, but mutr bechal davar, he's permitted in all other benefits. Hanas malchol cholai. The noidr states the benefits from your food are prohibited for me. Asa ba'achila. The lilo is chitin al gabe makasa, he's prohibited from meichel, actual eating, and from hanah mi meichel. Other direct benefits from food, such as applying chewed wheat kernels to his wound, since it heals. However, mutra afilu bekelim shal isin oichel nefesh, because that's indirect benefit. Ve'oimer hanah hamavi l'dei machol cholai. The Mishnah's case in which the mudr meichel prohibited all benefits that cause benefits of food, he is therefore asr bekelim shal isin mehem oichel nefesh. He is prohibited in utensils that are used to prepare food because it's hanah hamavi l'dei achila. The Mishnah continues, Hamudr meichel mechaveiroi lo yeshalenu nafa v'chvara v'rechayim v'taner. In the case of a mudr meichel, the madr may not lend the mudr even a sieve, grinder, and oven, because as the Ran explains, hanah hamavi l'dei achila hu. They are used to prepare food ingredients, even though they are not used to prepare the actual food. Rav Papa adds, Sak lehevi peiris, v'chamor lehevi olav peiris. He may not lend him even a sack or donkey to carry fruits, because hanah hamavil de'achilahu, even though they do not enhance the food itself. Avamashaloi choluk v'tabas v'talas v'nezamim. However, he may lend him a garment, ring, cloak, and earrings, because einu mavil de'achilah. Rav Papa asks, Sus lirchay v'olav v'tabas le'ro'as ba. Mifsik umezel ba'are, mai. Is a mudr meichel prohibited to ride his friend's horse, or wear his ring to look important, or cut through his property? Perhaps these benefits are asr because they are considered hanah hamavil de'achila, because the horse or ring makes him look important, and people therefore present him with food. And cutting through the property allows him to reach his food quickly. Or these benefits are mutr because they are not considered hanah hamavil de'achila, because they are merely indirect food benefits, because in oise b'meichel atzmoi, they do not involve the actual food. This question remains unresolved. The Gemara says that our Mishnah's halachas of mudr hanah asa b'drisas haregel and mudr meichel lo yishalenu nafe v'chvar v'rechayim v'taner, which applies even b'mokim she'im askirin, places where these items are not rented, are merely Rabbi Eliezer's opinion and are asr because he holds a fill of vitor, aser b'mudr hanah. Even minor benefits, which lekapti inchi, for which people do not charge money, are forbidden to a mudr hanah. However, the chachamim hold that mudr hanah mutter bedrisas haregel, and mudr meichel mutter lishol nafe v'chvara b'mokam she'im askirin, because lemikri hanah lekapti inchi, these are not considered benefits. However, the next mishnah continues, v'chol davar she'in oisim b'yechol nefesh, a mudr meichel is prohibited to borrow even utensils that are not used for food purposes, where these utensils are usually rented, because hanah hamavil de meichel hu. The mudr benefits from not having to pay the rental fee and can use it to buy food. The Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah hamudr hanah mechaveiroi, in a case in which the mudr is prohibited in all benefits. Nevertheless, shoykaloy ashikloy, the madr may pay off the mudr's obligation for the machzah shekel, upereya schoivai, and the madr may pay off the mudr's loan, The Gemara offers two explanations for why the mudur may receive these benefits. Rav Hoshea says because the Mishnah concurs with Chanan, who holds Mavrich Ari Lechash Mahani. Pareah Chayva only removes the malva, the lender's demand for payment, which is not considered a benefit, because lav midi yavle, the mother does not actually give money to the mudur. So too, Shekel Shikli only removes the mudur's obligation for machza shekel, but lav midi yavle, because belav hochi yeshle chelik b'karbonis. The mudur receives a portion in the karbonis even without the machza shekel. Rava says the mission is l'kuli amr. Even the chacham who hold that mavrich ari chashem mahani is considered a benefit, however, pareah lechayva is not even a mavrich ari, because the mission refers to a case in which the yov almanas shalei lefraya. The mother gave the loan on condition that he will not demand payment. Therefore, lav midi yov le. And shekel shikli is also not a mavrich ari, because as the Ran explains, the Mishnah refers to a case in which a shalach shikli v'nignav mishnah nitr matruma. The mudur sent a machza shekel to Yerushalayim, but it was stolen en route after the trumas halishka, in which pater milashalem be'en ha-gizbar mechayim lechayfei. The mudur is exempt from paying another machza shekel, and the gizbar cannot compel him to pay on his own. Therefore, lav midi yavle. However, Rav Hoshea holds that amanah shalei lefraya is still prohibited, because gezeres shalei lefara mishim lipara. There is a concern that a mudur will pay off the loan even when the loan was amanas lefraya. The Mishnah continues, umachzor la'avidasei, and the mudur may return the mudur's lost item. Because as the Ran explains, deloy midi yavle, the mudur did not receive a benefit because he owns the item. However, b'mokam shenoit l'nschar, tibal hanol lehekdash, where people are accustomed to compensate one that returns an aveda for his time, the reward must be given to hekdash. The explanation of this part of the Mishnah is primarily in the next off.